Her cause of death was listed by the Erie County Medical Examiner's Office as undetermined. It's the latest in a continuing series of deaths in custody related to the county's downtown facility. The protesters attacked Sheriff Tim Howard about the way he runs the holding center and the overall operation of the facility and its internal problems, shown by a federal Justice Department case which led to changes which were supposed to be made in the operation. Lawyer Matt Albert says there isn't yet a lawsuit about the Cummings death, but is likely soon. Albert says it started when her arm was broken in a confrontation with Lackawanna police officers.
That arm injury was further aggravated by the physical abuse that she took while in the holding center, further compromised by a weakened physical state. She wasn't eating nor drinking. So with that in mind, that caused blood clots to form, which ultimately stopped the blood flow to her brain, causing her to go into cardiac arrest, a pulmonary embolism. Her system shut down completely, causing her demise.
Albert says that determination came from independent pathologists hired by the family to take another look at Cummings' death. The lawyer says Cummings was in the holding center for so long that the autopsy doesn't show what led to her outburst, which in turn led to the confrontation with Lackawanna police. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.